JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, Mike, morning.
You got your cap on backwards. Tell us about Ninja Kiwi.
Oh, yeah, Ninja Kiwi, Mike. Now, this has been a bit of a voyage of discovery for me, I will admit, because I have a very low level of knowledge of computer games and phone games. I know how to play solitaire on my phone, that's about it. So I'm probably in the wrong age bracket to be discussing this, but we're going to talk about Ninja Kiwi. It's a mobile games developer, and it has a hit title called Bloons. Now, this is in the genre of tower defense strategy games. Glad you know that now, don't you, Mike? And when I quizzed Kelleher Jr. 1 on this last night, he looked at me quizzically and said that Kelleher Jr. 2 played it all the time. Who knew? Anyway, it's a globally significant game, and it's in the top 10 in the Apple iStore action game chart. I think it's number 6. So Ninja Kiwi have been bought out by eSport and gaming group MTG, they're going to pay up to $270 million for the privilege of owning Ninja Kiwi, 200 up front and up to 70 million in earnouts. Well, that's 1.6 billion crowns, actually, because MTG is Swedish, Mike. MTG, they're pretty big. They're over $1 billion market capitalization. And apparently, you can get to be a billion-dollar gaming company without having a tower defense strategy game on your books, but you'll be bigger if you've got one. But look at these numbers, Mike. There's been 140 million downloads of Bloons, 6.2 million monthly active users. So I think just outside of, you know, the fact that some of us don't know what Bloons is, it reinforces the fact that we have the ability to compete globally and in a material fashion. Ninja Kiwi's privately owned, founded by a couple of brothers, Chris and Stephen Harris. They're from my old stomping ground, Mike, West Auckland. West is best. Bloons, latest version, $8.99. You can buy it for your iPhone or on Android. Download it today and get into it, Mike.
Fantastic. Something yep. We probably do know about the Warehouse. I'm so there pleased for them because, geez, they've struggled, haven't they?
Well, yeah, Warehouse yesterday released results for the first half of the year. Now, they'd previously given us guidance, so there shouldn't have been any surprises. Now, I just want to quickly touch on the Warehouse share price, because outside of a sort of a pop up and down in the last quarter of 2019, it was very stable from early 2017 right through to almost the end of 2020. I mean, it was a $2 stock. It didn't really move. Mike, last night the share price closed at $3.78. It's up 74% since the end of September last year. So management have done a really great job here and the market has responded. So here's the highlights of the first half of 2021. Group sales up 7.4%, $1.8 billion. Gross profit up 15.8%, $655 million. Adjusted net profit after tax up 140%. $111 million. They've got a whole bunch of cash on their balance sheet now, $184 million on the balance sheet. So that's their prime for acquisitions, 50% growth in online sales. I mean, if you've been to a Warehouse store lately, I reckon it's far easier to find stuff. They've got consistency around the marketing, big turnaround in in-house store experience, record result.
Good on
margins
them.
Are up, repaying the wage subsidy. Yeah, all good.
Good stuff, mate. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones at the moment, Mike, we'll just have to refresh the page. I got so excited talking about Bloons, I lost my numbers. The Dow Jones, 32,493, up 75. The S&P 500, 3894, up 5. And the Nasdaq, 12,952, down 9. FTSE 100, 6674, down 38. The Nikkei, 28,729. Up 324 points yesterday. Shanghai Composite, 3363, recently unchanged. The ASX 200 up 12, 6790. The NZX 50, 12,388, up 29. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker again, 0.6949 against the US, 0.9168 Aussie, 0.5906 Euro, 0.5061 pounds, 75.86 yen. Gold, $1,724. And Brent crude off a little bit actually, Mike, $62.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. Catch up next week. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Keller and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.